listener production.
Hi there, Isabel Everett with your news briefing. The federal government's reacted to the Optus hack. It's looking at changing the Telecommunications Act so telcos, banks and the government can more easily share our data. Communications Minister Michelle Rowland says it'll make it easier for them to detect suspicious activity.
Information can only be used for the sole purposes of preventing the cybersecurity incidents, scam activity or identity theft. And information received must be destroyed when it's no longer required. Now, what this is all about is to try and reduce the impact of this data breach on Optus customers.
A review has found Star Entertainment is unsuitable of holding a casino license in Queensland. It's concluded Star was not forthcoming or transparent in its dealings with the banker or the regulator, claiming its actions had a one-eyed focus on profit. 12 recommendations have been made to curb gambling and money laundering, including cashless gaming and carded play. A heads up, this story mentions sexual assault. Brittany Higgins has broken down in tears while giving evidence at the sexual assault trial of former Liberal staffer Bruce Lerman. She's been shown CCTV of herself and the accused entering Parliament House in 2019, telling the court she doesn't remember the specifics of the interaction and claims the writing on the sign-in sheet is not hers. Mr. Lerman has pleaded not guilty. Briefly, Sydney has officially recorded its wettest year on record. And one in four Aussies are tipped to celebrate Halloween, a new survey finding more than $430 million will be spent on decorations and costumes. Chas Mostert is gunning for back-to-back Bathurst wins this weekend. But with wet weather forecast and losing co-driver Lee Holdsworth, Mostert says this year's race will be very different.
Feeling pretty relaxed. Last year was pretty awesome. But as you see this year, there's really no parallels.
The supercars hit Mount Panorama for the first time this morning for a practice session.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.